Hey everybody, we are here with the latest team to get eliminated from Tar 36, Mary and Chris. I'm Emma.
I'm Evie.
And I'm Adam.
Welcome back to the Tar Pit Podcast.
All right, everybody. So Mary and Chris, tell us what went through your mind as you were told that you were the last team to hit the pit stop.
You know, it's so funny because watching it back, I didn't realize or didn't remember that I was crying when we got to the mat. And we had run both legs back to back. And so I think it was just such a fun, overwhelming day. You know, emotions are all over the place. And I'm grateful to be on the Amazing Race, but sad that the journey was cut so short. So it was a little devastating. And, you know, I feel like I had a lot of race left in me, but I was so proud of ourselves for giving our 100%. So couldn't ask for anything more.
Yeah, at one point, eventually on the bridge, I had a little bit of a meltdown there, very dehydrated, some things they didn't show. But I think at that point, we were hoping maybe to squeak out another place. If not, we were just really happy to make the second pit stop, even if we were going to be last. It's better than having Phil come and meet us on the mat or to have a medic take us off. So our goal kind of changed, and just to make it to the second pit stop was a big deal for us.
Did you guys have a clue or like an idea that that may be the case as you were, as the day was going on? And also, what didn't they show? You just said they didn't show something.
Yeah. So we, after we finished the balloons, we were walking up the steps onto like that main bridge by the beach, and I'm in front of my dad, and all of a sudden I hear, ah, and I'm like, what the heck just happened? And I turn around and his whole leg was cramping up. And so he was in a lot of pain at that point. So they don't show that in the episode. And then after that is when he says, I need to just sit down for a minute. And we ended up, you know, he got his breath together. And at that point, we kind of figured we were really slowing down and kind of at the back of the pack.
Yeah, there was a lot of on-foot stuff that they didn't show. Our cameraman had said we had logged about 8 miles walking that day with the backpacks, with the heat, with the humidity. And we had spent a lot of time down in the balloon and flag area, heading up to the bridge, and all of a sudden I was completely dehydrated. My calf muscles just gave out. I was in severe pain. I screamed out. Mary looked back and was like, oh my gosh, I can't imagine what's happening. But Mary saved me on the bridge with some electrolytes and some water, and got myself back together.
But then when we got to the face painting, we did see a few teams there. So, you know, I was hustling and bustling, and it's so funny. My dad goes, could you hurry up a little bit? And I'm like, you're telling me to hurry up at this point?
I don't think the slow face painting cost us the race.
But some teams there, so we weren't totally down and out.
Yeah.
So what was the most challenging and fun part of the first and second leg of Puerto Vallarta?
I think the most challenging was trying to find those horses. In that first leg, we really struggled with our directions. And, you know, we redeemed ourselves a little bit in the second leg, which I can talk about later. But yeah, our directions that first leg was, I think, the most challenging. And for me, the most fun was the lassoing, because, I mean, how often can you say you've jumped through lassos in Mexico? So that was fun to see.
I think the funnest part for me was after Mary did her lassos and we were kind of in a race to the pit stop. We saw Rohan and Maya just show up at the lassoing, and we know Vinny and Amber had left ahead of us, but Mary was like a little mad woman driving through Mexico crazily, but safely. And to pull up at the pit stop, you know, where we could see Phil in the distance, to me, that was probably just the most amazing moment. I think I gained a second win, and just running and knowing we weren't last and seeing Phil there, it just was an awesome experience.
Yeah, I'll add on to that, too. It felt like at that moment, we knew that we weren't last in that first leg. And so, I mean, as fans of the Amazing Race, like you guys are running to Phil on the mat. And it was like tunnel vision with like people on either sides of us. And I was like, oh, my God, like it was so exciting because we knew that we were still in it at that point.
So did the switch from color correction to balloon collection really take that long, or was it just how it looked in editing?
We spent a lot of time. We probably tried to do the color correction, I want to say maybe 40, 45 minutes. And as you can see, like, I think the only people that really completed that successfully were Sunny and Busy, and everybody else didn't give up. And even watching the show from our living room, we're still confused about what the pattern was. We would have done any better today if we approached that.
Yeah, and it's funny because we thankfully didn't have to end up doing the physical challenge in the first leg. So we're like, okay, the second leg, like we're a little gassed out. It's really hot. Like, let's conserve our physical energy and like go for the mental task. And then yeah, and I'm just feeling impossible in that moment. And we felt like we were wasting a lot of time, and then did balloons, which was like the easier option. And you know, hindsight is
Well, the
2020.
balloons were very easy, but we popped a few of them, and we were a little bit worried how strict they were going to be. And it turns out in the long run that as long as we brought the bundles of balloons to the people, there was no big deal. So that ultimately, I wish we had done the balloons first because it was pretty easy.
Yeah, I bet a lot of people did. There were quite a few switches.
That's a really long time to be there, and it looks so short in the editing.
Yeah, no, it was a lot longer than you see on TV for sure.
Yeah, it's so funny too, because when you're watching The Amazing Race at home, it's, you know, it's a 60-minute or it's a 90-minute episode. And then when you're there racing, you're like, oh my gosh, do I need to be making like instant decisions and like really running and going really fast? And I think what I would learn if, you know, if I ever got the chance to go back is it really is beneficial to take those 5 minutes to really get a grasp of your surroundings, grab a map, get your directions in check, and like take a breather rather than just feeling like you have to go, go, go.
And I don't know if you realize, but everything you see from the start on the beach and all of leg one and all of leg two, that was all filmed in the same day. So we were going, going, going. We were tired. So it was a long, hot day.
So, did you guys get to pick your team colors?
No, we were you get them assigned before the race. And the whole process is pretty cool. So we got our color, and then we had to submit all of our clothing to get approved by the CBS team. And that's another thing is if I ever went back on, I'd way underpack. Like, we
Yeah,
had so
definitely.
much stuff.
We learned a big lesson about you want to take as little as possible, like next to nothing in the backpacks. You see, some people only take one backpack between them. Lighter is definitely better because you're lugging that stuff around all day.
And the black was really hot on that day. I would
But
have
I
liked
also,
something
a little
lighter.
side note, we saw some of the previews for next week that are out there, and it looks like Rod and Letitia stole our colors. They're black now. They did their orange and said, "Hey, those guys are out. We're going to go black."
That's crazy. So, was there anything that didn't make the rest of the show that you wish would have?
I think there's a lot of moments between us, you know. I mean, you're filming for like 8 hours of footage, and then, you know, for just one team, you maybe get 10 minutes, 15 minutes. So getting to the first leg, actually, we, like my dad said, we saw Rohan and Maya get to the lassoing, and then Vinny and Amber had left before us. And as we're driving to that final pit stop, we were kind of like in traffic, and I had to get over to the right lane. And so I'm like, I'm just going to cut in front of this car. And I turn around, and it was Vinny and Amber. And I'm like, oh my God, I just cut off Dream Team. And I'm like, this is crazy. Like, we just by total coincidence had gotten in front of them at that point.
So she sort of accidentally cut them off, and it's really funny they didn't show it, but she puts her hands up and gives like a little hello wave and said, "Sorry, but this is how we do it in Boston. We cut you off and then we wave later."
That's too funny.
The other funny thing that struck me too was like when we're looking for directions to the rodeo, we were getting a little bit lost. And like for instance, we saw an Uber Eats driver on a motorcycle, and we ran up to him and got some directions. I thought that was kind of funny. And then we actually jumped out of the car at one point and ran up to two Mexican police officers to get directions, but they didn't show that.
Well, I hope that Vinny and Amber heard that one part.
Yeah. We're very good friends with them too now.
Oh, that's cool. Was there anything that you do differently if you could? Any of looking back at it and rewatching it too?
Definitely pack lighter. I think, you know, they don't tell you where you're going, and so you kind of have to guess, do I need sweatpants or do I need, you know, cooler clothes? And I think if you find a happy medium, like a light backpack really saves you when you're running around these cities.
Yeah, definitely pack light. And I'm physically strong, but I way underestimated the toll that the running would take on us. I could have got my cardio up, but we had about 2 months from the time we knew we were going to be on the show till getting on, and I kind of wish I had focused more on some running to get myself in a little better shape, but maybe next time.
That's a good hot tip for anyone listening.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which teams were always close by that you guys felt were your biggest competition?
Well, we saw Juan and Shade, who I probably should not have helped them, but I'm just a very nice person by nature. And so in giving them those directions, I had hoped that we would kind of like build a connection and maybe help each other out. And this is another part that they don't show. But when we got to the wrestling match, Juan and Shane like looked at us as soon as we got there and they were like, hey, this is what's going to happen. The wrestlers are going to come out for 40 seconds. Then you're going to have to match up who was wrestling. So that was a huge help.
Well, that was nice.
So they did have our back then. One Shane, and then we saw Rohan and Maya, and then Vinny and Amber.
And then we passed by the cousin and her the cousins quite a bit. They were always sort of close by. Sean and Michelle were close by. In fact, at the end of the race, Michelle thought she was last place, but they had squeaked us out by about 10 minutes.
You don't realize how much of the race you're really just running with your partner. So there's like big spans of times where you're not seeing anybody and you're like, are we like way out of this? Are we kind of in the middle of the pack? I have no idea. And so then when we got to that Iguana Bridge in leg two and we saw Kishori and Karishma and Sean and Michelle still looking for a clue, I was like, oh my gosh, like we're still in this. And we hadn't realized that they had gone to the wrong location to start.
You do develop a quick, every team has a dedicated camera person and sound person. And we bonded very quickly with our absolute awesome cameraman and our absolute awesome sound girl, who coincidentally both spoke Spanish, but did not help us one bit because they're not allowed to.
Well, I bet you guys were like really confused. Like, what are we ranked? Because you guys kind of knew that you were behind.
Yeah, it was when we got to the mat with Phil, we had seen Rohan and Maya. We saw Amber and Vinny. But besides that, we didn't know where any of the other teams stood within, the whole.
We knew we weren't dead last for sure at the first leg.
And then second leg, you see the first team leaves, I think it's like 12:05 p.m. And we didn't leave till like 1:40 p.m. And so that was a big gap.
Yeah, we had an hour and a half lag time from the time we got to take off for the second leg. So we made up some good time.
And then when we get to Iguana Bridge, we see the pink team. We see Sean and Michelle. We see Busy and Sunny. And so at that point, I felt like all of the rankings had kind of got scrambled. And I wasn't quite sure where we fit into that at that point.
So is there anything else that you want people to know about The Amazing Race?
I think it was such a special experience for us, and I'm so happy we did it. And, my advice for anybody who wanted to go on would be to train physically, because I think that's so important. But as you guys see, like, you can't really prepare for matching colored streamers for collecting balloons.
It's hard to come. We were not expecting the humidity that day. It really drained us. But definitely, if you're going to go on the show, definitely get your cardio going, get some miles in. We know a couple of people now that had really, one team we know had trained running 7 miles every day between the two of them.
No,
that's really crazy.
Would have helped us a bit. I was pretty gassed.
And then I would say pack light and then have a teammate who you can communicate well with. And then just being adaptable and being, able to stay level-headed and stay calm. And you see some teams who, are a little bit more harsh with each other, and maybe that works for them. But I think efficiency always beats speed and going, in the wrong direction. You'd rather be, take a moment to figure things out.
And I'm pushing for Mary to get a redemption season with somebody close to we're thinking maybe Anna Lee.
Yeah, who knows?
That would be great. She's really cool, too.
Yeah.
Good. And even Steve did way better than me, but I think if Anna Lee and Mary got together, they might be a force to be reckoned with.
that would be so fun.
I would love to do Anna Lee. We could have like a daughter-daughter team. Or my dad actually suggested to Phil that I team up with Linton, who raced with his daughter. And so we could be like father-daughter team without actually being father-daughter. So
I ran that by Phil at a little bit of downtime, and he kind of gave me a look like, hey, maybe that would not be a bad idea.
Well, if he's listening, we think it'd be a good idea too.
Thanks, guys. Who knows? If we can do this adventure, it kind of gives me a sense of like anything is possible.
I will say we are at this point, you know, with the we are looking forward to being able to just put our feet up on the on the couch and watch the rest of the episodes, because we love everybody on the show, and we everything's going to be new to us. We don't really know what happened and what will we, and we do know some things that you guys don't know, like who placed where, but we won't tell you that. But just to see it with our own eyes is going to be a lot of fun in the next 7, 8 weeks.
Yeah, it is good. We're exciting to see how it unfolds too.
Great group, very nice people. I mean, what you see on TV, there really are super people, every single one of them.
So guys, what's next for you? Can you guys remind our listeners how they can keep up with you on social media also?
Yeah, so I think what's next for us is, as my dad says, is putting our feet up and enjoying the show as fans once again, but with kind of that extra excitement of knowing the cast.
And my main account is the Chris Foster at Instagram, and just so exciting to be able to put up, you know, the pictures that CBS provides us with, and other things that come along the way. And you know, we're just enjoying our 15 seconds of fame. It's a lot of fun. We had a big watch party for the premiere, and just really enjoying everything, and just being a part of the whole TAR experience is like unbelievable. And I hope you guys try out when you turn 18 and get on the show. Just practice your stick shift.
And you guys can find me on Instagram at Mary Cardona Foster. So
nice. Well, thank you guys so much.
Thank
we're so
you.
Excited to talk to you, and we're so glad. I hope that are you guys being like in the Boston area, or is everyone kind of trying to get interviews?
The other day we had to take the afternoon off. We did 8 back-to-back Zoom interviews chaperoning us, and then yesterday we actually did a long interview with the Boston Globe. So a lot of fun things, and you know, it's kind of, I never had this happen, but it's kind of cool to Google yourself and see your pictures all over the internet. It's the first for us.
Nice. Well, enjoy it while you can. It's so fun. I'm so happy for you guys, and just have a great. You guys have such a great energy about it. Thanks
thank
for
you.
Joining us, and thank you for taking time.
Thank you.
For sure, and following you guys and see what you're gonna. We're very excited to see what you guys have in store.
Thank you so much.
Talking to you guys. Thanks again for having us.
Well, thank you so much, you guys. Have a great summer, and I hope you enjoy watching The Amazing Race as it all unfolds on TV.
Thank you. Hope you guys enjoy it too, and we look forward to seeing more podcasts from you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks again.
Bye. Have a good weekend. Bye.
You too.